This is St. Louis Public Radio. As a writer and a teacher, Inda Shannon wanted to take a close look at what was going on in Missouri schools from a student point of view. Her new book, Speaking of Fourth Grade, has interviews with dozens of students at all kinds of schools at that very pivotal age. She spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Dale Singer about what school means to them and what's right and wrong about their education. Shannon began by talking about why she chose fourth graders.
Kids are starting to evolve from very concrete, literal-minded thinking to more abstract thinking. And I really saw that in my participants. I saw some children very, very literal still. For example, in parochial schools, I could say, you know, so how does God fit in with your experience of school here? And some kids would start to talk about morals and morality and kind of higher thinking around principles and values at play in school. And other kids would say, well, look, the Bible is so thick, God fits in my desk, you know, with great difficulty, because look how thick this book is compared to this book. God doesn't really fit in so well. She meant it completely literally. That's how God fits into school, in her desk.
I like the line in the book that says, this book represents what children say when they're 3 feet away. It's just a nice to be able just to sit down and talk, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
And listen. I'd sit there and listen to them. And I kept thinking, I can't believe I'm doing this as a job. You know, this is really interesting and fun. And sometimes I had so many kids in one school, I gave them the printout of the interview questions and said, you guys pick the interesting questions for you and write down answers or responses to the questions that seem most interesting to you. And I got really interesting responses that way, too.
Talk about how kids responded to the question, what is school for?
Oh, my gosh. That was a fascinating set of questions, because almost everybody will say it's for getting a job. Now, the difference here is in what kinds of jobs. So the well-resourced schools have students who will say they are going to school to learn to be doctors or lawyers or scientists or maybe a salesperson or maybe a this or that or the other professional. And then sort of in other communities, you will hear kids say jobs. You want to work at a cash register if you have to work at this job or that job. It's about making change. It's about kind of more less specific jobs and certainly less professional jobs. Math is for learning jobs. What's school for? It's for jobs.
Let's talk about the individual subjects. You talked about reading as a refuge, reading as as kind of a place to, kind of a private place. Talk about that a little bit.
The cell phone is a problem right now. I mean, it is for adults. It is for sure in schools, because trying to compete with that little screen at younger and younger ages is a problem. They are reading less. They're spending less time with books in front of them. So, and that's across the board. So how do you create the space and time people need to just relax with a book in total silence? That's very hard right now.
How did the experience with a book make you a better teacher?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I read the teacher chapter over and over again, and it reminds me of what it is we need to do, which is treat every single child with dignity and realize they are complex, growing people, and understand that their experience of school is profoundly emotional, and how they feel in school has pretty much everything to do with how they'll learn in school. So if we remember that, what we do and how we design the environment, and I mean the affective environment, the emotional environment, has a tremendous amount of influence on what gets learned.